Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending the January 12th regular council meeting. Media and gallery members, staff, and council. I call the meeting to order and ask at this time if there's any added items. Seeing none then, we'll move down for the adoption of the agenda as presented. Motion, please. Councillor Bennett.
Thank you, Your Worship. I move that the minutes from the December 8th, 2014 regular council meeting be adopted.
January. No. Thank you. We're doing the agenda adoption. Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Bennett adopts the agenda as presented. Any questions? Those in favor? That is carried. Thank you. Page 3, previous minutes. Who would like to, Councillor Duryea?
Thank you, Your Worship. I would move that the minutes from the December 8th, 2014 regular council meeting be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Duryea. Does council have any questions at this time? Administration?
None.
Thank you very much. I will then call for the vote. Those in favor? That's carried. Presentations and delegations. We have no presentations and delegations. Business arising out of the minutes. Seeing none, we will move down and get right into our bylaws. Page 8, please, of your agenda. Mr. McGinnis?
Yes, our development officer is here. She'll introduce first reading of bylaw 2015-01.
Thank you, Ms. Keelman. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. All right, bylaw 2015-01 we have before you is a land use bylaw amendment for redesignation for first reading and to set a date for the public hearing proposed on February 9th. An application was received to redesignate 4601 and 4609 47th Avenue from R2 to R3. This application is basically to accommodate a development permit for a multi-unit residential development, which is a permitted use in the R3 district. The proposal, as I mentioned, includes the two addresses which are at the end of a cul-de-sac abutting Highway 27. The north lot, 4601 47th Avenue, is currently developed with a detached dwelling and a detached garage that was built in 1950. The parcel area is 13,390 square feet. And the southerly lot is 4601 47th Avenue, is currently developed with a detached dwelling as well that was built in 1952, and the parcel area is 9,000 square feet. Both areas have access to the rear lane. The area parcels to the west and immediately to the south are all designated R2 in the East Olds area. And the land to the east, directly to the east, on the corner of Highway 27 and 2A, is designated Highway Commercial. The two parcels immediately to the south of that are designated R3. The applicant has submitted a prospective design concept for the two fourplexes that she plans to build if redesignation is approved. We did also include a potential site plan just to show that a fourplex development could meet the requirements of the land use bylaw. We circulated the application internally to our town departments and our planning consultant, Parkland Community Planning Services, and with the exception of a report from PCPS, who recommends approval of this application, no other comments or concerns were received. With regards to the town's legislation and policy, as I mentioned in the land use bylaw, the areas of both properties are sufficient to accommodate a higher residential development, such as a fourplex or a row house. And there's enough space available to meet the parking requirement. And there's also room for landscaping, garbage, recycling, and snow storage. With regards to the MDP, as stated in the plan itself, it identifies the areas as for future residential use. It supports the infill residential development that this parcel would represent, and it does The MDP states a goal of inclusive neighborhoods containing a range of various housing opportunities, and this would meet that requirement as well. With regards to the East Olds Area Redevelopment Plan, the area is identified as R2 in the plan, but in policies, it encourages redevelopment of underutilized and vacant properties, and being these are quite large lots, they would represent underutilization in an R2 district. Another policy states that multi-dwelling developments must be integrated into surrounding neighborhoods through appropriate building, site, and design, and we would be working with the applicant to see that that would be ensured. In conclusion, staff does recommend does support this application to approve or to redesignate the properties from R2 to R3 because the lots are large enough to meet the requirements for the land use bylaw. We believe it is consistent with the policies of the municipal development plan. Is it Monday? And the proposed redesignation is consistent with the policies of the East Olds Area Redevelopment Plan. And in your package, you'll note we did include the map of the subject property and the aerial photo. The applicant does include a letter, and the report from PCPS is in there as well as the building concept and site plan. Thank you.
Thank you. After reading the letter from the applicant, it does seem that she's touched base with what you've spoke on and done her homework. I'll open the floor to council at this time for questions. Councillor Walsh, and then Councillor Baruchel, and then Councillor Harper, and then Councillor Duryea.
Yeah, I have no problem in having us go to public hearing, and the analysis here is fairly good, but I do have some reservations. So west of that property, there's been a few new properties built with the expectation that that area would remain R2. Also, the redevelopment plan is not, let's put it this way, the land use bylaw is not subservient to the land use plan that East Olds has developed. And that causes me some concern too, because in the past we've known people have properties rezoned and ended up selling it or doing something else with it other than what was intended that came to council. That's happened a number of times since I've been on council, so that causes me some reservations because what they put forward here as a concept plan is not necessarily how it will end up, because the land use bylaw allows them to do anything that is allowed in an R3 district. So I would probably want something in our bylaws where the redevelopment plan overlooks our land use plan, and this makes me nervous going forward with this because I'm not sure where it's going to end up. Just too many times in the past when R3 has come in next to R1 and R2 development, it causes issues, and I'm just willing to go to a public hearing to see what the neighbors say, but these are the concerns I have going forward with this.
Thank you. Councillor Baruchel?
Thank you, Your Worship. I echo a lot of the same sentiment that Councillor Walsh has, but looking at this plan, I'm just concerned with the fact that the unit 3 and 4 face the back alley, and their out front would, or their front yard would basically be staring into the back of the commercial, which I believe is a car lot and a bumper to bumper. Is that, that's how that's to sit on the thing? I don't quite get that. I don't understand the attraction to somebody for something like that, but I'd be interested to see. I mean, I support this going to public hearing as well, or will, but I'm concerned.
Thank you, Councillor Baruchel. Councillor Harper?
I want to echo Councillor Walsh's concerns in reference to the East Olds Area Redevelopment Plan. I know that we are expecting some further work in reference to our land use bylaws for that plan so that we have some, I'm going to use the word teeth, to ensure that any redevelopment that takes place in East Olds will adhere to certain standards. And You know, we sometimes need to learn from the past, as Councillor Walsh has indicated, what people may come and say to us as a concept can be far different with the end result, and we have nothing to go back on. And once we rezone this to R3, if that's the wish of council, then we don't have the teeth to back up the fact that we want certain standards to take place as part of that redevelopment. We don't, you know, the picture is wonderful and it's got some great ideas, but we need the teeth. And I'm just wondering if the applicant would be willing to wait until we can develop that teeth to go along with the area redevelopment plan that was passed. My other concern, in reference to this conceptual plan, is the applicant is proposing that the garbage and recycling bins actually be along the highway, which is the entrance to our community. So unlike Councillor Bergeal, you know, I recognize that this is going to be probably a rental accommodation or revenue property. So people don't care if their back looks onto a back alley. But what I concern about is when we have revenue property where the garbage bins are facing a major highway, which is the entrance to our community, and we have all that garbage in that there.
Thank you. Councilor Duryea.
Thank you, Worship. My question, perhaps through the chair to Ms. Kellerman, I noticed that there are two domiciles in both of those quadrants. Are those vacated? Are people living there? That's my first question.
Thank you. Through the chair, to my knowledge, they are both rental properties at this time. And if I could just step back to the comment that Councillor Harper
made.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I missed you.
Yeah. This is actually for the second lot. We just did this site plan just to show that the development could work because this is the smaller of the two lots. The north lot that does back onto or does side onto Highway 27 is quite a bit larger, and there's a lot more room for recycling that could be put at the rear depending on the design and the layout of the building itself.
Before I get back to you, we'll finish with Councillor Duryea.
Thank you, Worship. So my question is, what happens, is the owner of the land going to dispose of the present site and then put up a fourplex?
Thank you. Through the chair, I do believe the demolition is in the future of these two homes and detached garages. That was her plan.
Did you have a supplemental, Councillor Harper?
Sorry for that, and I guess I should have read my agenda a little bit further, because I do see 4609 only for that. So what you're actually saying is the applicant is proposing to build two separate fourplex units on those two lots. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that I was clear on that. So thank you.
Thank you. I thank Council for their comments at this time, and I would ask for first reading for public hearing. Councilor Bergeal, thank you.
I move that first reading be given to bylaw 2015-01.
Yes, it's our first one of the year. Thank you. No further questions at this time. Those in favor? That's carried. And for public hearing, please. Councillor Overwater.
Thank you, Your Worship. That a public hearing be scheduled for February 9th, 2015 at 1 p.m. in Council Chambers.
Thank you. Councillor Walsh.
Yeah, could I direct a question to our CAO?
Most certainly.
Can we expect a separate bylaw for land use for the East Olds area soon? I know it's been discussed. I was just curious if we can look forward to having something that would make the land use bylaw in that area subservient to the area structure plan that we did.
I will defer to Mr. Chant to see if he's had any discussions with the planning department on timing.
Thank you, through the chair. Yeah, it's PCPS's intent to bring it back here to a PMP fairly quickly. I'll double check with them, but I was actually hoping it was coming to the next PMP.
And I will also note that we will have the mayor, myself, the CAO, as well as one of our counselors away at that public hearing, not able to attend that meeting. I'm sure we'll still have a quorum, though. So thank you. That's for the record. We do have a motion on the floor then to move forward to hold that public hearing on February 9th. Do you have any problems with that, Mr. McGinnis, with the amount of people away?
I don't believe so. I'm just, anyone who's not present at the public hearing cannot vote on second and third reading of the bylaw, so.
That's exactly why I wanted to bring that to your attention. That means the mayor and one counselor will not be voting. Counselor Bennett?
Thank you, Worship. That was going to be my point. I'd like to change the date so that we are all here, so that we all have voting rights.
Would that conflict at all or hold back? Where's Ms. Keelman? Hello! Council would like to respect the applicant, and in all fairness to the applicant, it would be good if all council was here to be able to vote on that bylaw. And I would...
I'm sure that'd be fine.
I would like to move the date. Could we move the date to the next council meeting? February, the next council meeting would be February 23rd. Councilor Baruchel will be away. I guess we're all not going to always be here, are we? Two is a lot. Is she in a hurry for this? Well, what does council feel? Are you here on the 23rd, Mr. McGinnis? Let's see, when does Wade get back?
I have on my calendar, our Rotary Club has a floor hockey game with the Special Olympians that night at 6:30, so I'm either going to be here or there.
Okay, who made that motion? Councilor Overwater, would you make a friendly amendment to make that to the 23rd? Yes?
So if that's the case, could we also change the time? Would that be, I think if we're going to have our CAO away, I'm wondering if we can just make it just a bit earlier.
For the public hearing? Yes, just one moment, please. Hold that thought, Councillor Harper.
We don't have to change the time because our council meeting is actually in the evening, so we would have to say that it would be at 7 o'clock.
Well, the council meeting and the public hearing would then move to be a 7 p.m. council
yes.
meeting.
Yeah.
Our CAO could perhaps make the portion of the public hearing and then move from
yeah.
there.
So we All would right. have to say that it would be at a council meeting at 7 o'clock.
Thank you. All right, Councillor Overwater?
Sure.
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 Sure. She's
I'll amend that.
The little 9 changed to a 23 friendly. Is everybody okay with that? Thank you, Councilor Baruchel, for your patience. All right. The motion then on the floor is to the 23rd. So I will call for that vote. Those in favor? That is carried. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Keelman. Next order of business is page 18, please. An item is unfinished business that we had our administration bring back to the meeting. Mr. McGinnis?
Thank you, Your Worship. Actually, this has been in front of council twice, once at a PNP and once at a council meeting. And the last time it was in front of council, there was a generous donation by one of the service clubs. So you wanted some information on their budget. And as best as my math goes, it looks as though from the information that was submitted to us, they have raised about $31,000 of a budget of 65 that they hoped to raise through fundraising and donations. So
They still have a lot of work to do on that. The other thing that council wanted to know is what opportunities for sponsorship maybe best fit our needs. So that's part of the RFD that's in front of you today.
Thank you for bringing this information back. I would then invite council then to put a resolution on or a motion on the floor. Is anyone willing to do that? Councillor Baruchel, thank you for being here.
I move that a gold level sponsorship to the 2015 Alberta Student Leadership Conference for $5,000 be approved.
As a FCSS board member, I will note that we did have this in one of our applications for some funding.
And the recommendation from administration to FCSS board was not to do so from FCSS because it did not meet an FCSS mandate.
Okay, so there'll be $0 from FCSS. So that is the motion on the floor. Are there any questions? Councillor Overwater.
Thank you, Your Worship. The reason for their surplus, what are they going to do with that? Is it in here somewhere?
They've stated it doesn't, it's not descriptive. They are creating a legacy fund for their leadership program at the high school. So a legacy trust of $25,000 was their goal upon the onset. So they did touch on that in their presentation to council, that they were attempting to leave a legacy fund.
It's their mandate. Each school that does the leadership conference has to leave a legacy fund for the next ones to get started with. Supplemental, and then Councillor Baruchel.
Thank you, Your Worship. And so who looks after that going forward? Is it just in the sort of the hands of the principal?
I understand it's Olds High School.
Olds High School. Okay, thank you.
Councillor Baruchel.
Thank you, Worship. Having had a child that's gone through this leadership conference in the past and seen a lot of the young men and women that have been involved in it, I really support it. I think it's a great thing. It's worthy of our investment.
Having volunteered and been a billet for students in leadership, I also agree with Councillor Baruchel. It's very, very beneficial to the community of Olds and for the future of our students. I certainly support this. Any further questions? Councillor Harper?
I also support this and feel that it's great that Town Council invest in our youth of our community to help build future leaders. The one caution that I have is that with our donation going to the leadership conference, with the hopes that there will be a surplus, that that the school recognize that if they come to council in the next few years and ask for more money, we might be forced to look back and say, but we've already donated and part of that donation was to help create that surplus. So that's my only caution.
Thank you, but I do understand that surplus is just a kickstart for the new school, who will then leave a legacy for us to work with to start with. But I understand and certainly respect your comments. Okay, we have a motion on the floor from Councillor Baruchel. Are you feeling like you want to ask a question? Councillor Duryea.
Stop laughing. Well, I'm trying to remember what the students said, and I too am a strong supporter of the Olds High School and also what goes on there, and I think this is a great opportunity, and I've been involved with the leadership things before. I thought that the money was going to be spent for nutrition breaks and water. When I went over their budget, I saw the $5,000 there, but perhaps we need to let them be responsible for the money, or those who are overseeing the project be responsible for the money. So that's just what I was thinking.
Mr. Wagstaff?
And in that, in a bit of context, is also in the sponsorship opportunities, a gold level sponsor has an opportunity to sponsor a portion so that their name is recognized attached to a specific part of the conference. And it aligns with $5,000 in the nutrition breaks. The nutrition breaks are going to, you know, be a little bit more than that on actual value. they're still working with a number of other suppliers of food and beverage business that would also provide, you know, supplement up that, those nutrition breaks.
Thank you. Did I see Councillor Walsh? Did I see you kind of go like this? Okay, good. We have a motion on the floor. We're all done. I will then call for the vote. Those in favor? That is carried. Thank you. New business, page 27, item 8A, donation to the Olds Farmer and Farmer at Spunsbilt. Who would like to put a motion on the floor? Councillor Overwater?
Thank you, Your Worship. That a silver sponsorship of $250 be approved for the Olds Farmer Farmerette 2015 bond spill.
Do we have comments or questions? Hearing none, I call for the vote. Those in favor? That is carried. Thank you. Page 33, 8B, Olds College Gala 2015. One moment. All right, Councillor Harper.
Sorry, I do apologize for being a little bit slow on the uptake today. So I do apologize. In reference to the donation, it indicates that for our silver level sponsorship that that we get one curler for a team. And I'm just wondering if this money is coming from the council donation budget, and should it be, should we be designating a councillor or a member of our administration to be, to volunteer as the curler or not?
Thank you. I'm sure Mr. Wagstaff has that information.
I apologize, Your Worship.
You weren't listening, were you? That's why I picked on you today, because the teacher says Mr. Wagstaff was not listening. All right.
The money is geared to come from council promotion. So if there's a councillor that's willing to curl, I think in the past we've just opened it up to council first and staff second.
Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts. Good. Moving back to page 33, Olds College Gala 2015. I'll put a motion on the floor for this, please. Councillor Bennett.
Thank you, Your Worship. I move that two tables of eight to the Olds College Gala being held on March 6th, 2015, be purchased for the seven members of council and their spouses, along with the chief administrator and his spouse.
This is in accordance to our budget as well as our policy. And I would like to also add, if council so approves this, that if council does get tickets and don't use them, to make sure they get returned to our CAO so we can make sure that they do. And I will start with Councillor Baruchel and then work with Councillor Harper.
I'm really hoping I'm going to steal what you're going to say, because it'd be one of the first times that would ever happen. But the only thing is I think in the past, certainly we've developed a practice where we are sitting at different tables and not tables together. And I don't know if that was just splitting hairs here as far as this recommendation, but I think it's best, again, that we continue with that practice that we've done. So I just wanted to make that comment.
No, that is a practice that we certainly did start 3 years ago, and I would certainly adhere to that. We work together all the time, and what we need to do is be mingling with the other citizens and or guests and or politicians. Councillor Harper.
So just to let Councillor Baruchel know that he did not steal my thunder, I just wanted to inform the mayor and our administration that I will not be available. I will be out of country on March the 6th. So. Well, it's not my fault. It happens to be a good time to go away.
Absolutely. We'll go forward with the motion on the floor, and then you can deal with responses back to Debbie Godfrey on your availability. So we have a motion on the floor. We do, don't we? Who made? Oh, Councillor Bennett. I will then call for the vote. Those in favor? That is carried. Thank you. Page 35, please. This is our annual Olds College Appreciation Joint Dinner, to which the Olds College will be hosting this year. And I will need a motion for this. Councillor Duryea.
Thank you, Your Worship. I would move that April 23rd, 2015 be confirmed as the date for the joint dinner meeting with the Olds College Board of Governors. and further to express appreciation to the Olds College staff and students. 12 dozen donuts be purchased and delivered to Olds College during the week of April 20th, 2015.
And don't forget to put the sign, the donuts are definitely from the town of Olds, so that they know we did. Yay! We're sweet. Also, we would request at this time that if council had any agenda items that they have on their mind that they would like our CAO to add to the agenda, to please contact him, and then we will review them all together as council as a whole. And that is the motion. Any further questions or comments? I see everybody putting them in their phone right now, but I'm going to call for the vote. So those in favor? That's carried. Thank you. Page 36-8D, Waste Management of Canada Franchise Agreement. Mr. McGinnis.
Thank you, Worship. As with a couple of other items on the agenda today, this has been in front of council and, a couple of times, but we did need to wait until the commission completed their budget in order for us to complete this franchise agreement with Waste Management for the pickup of commercial waste. So now that all is done, I believe, Mr. Chant, that all of the correct numbers are in place now, and this is what we're proposing to sign for the year 2015, and there is an option to keep it open for an additional year after that if we and our business community sees fit.
Mr. Chant, would you like to add anything further?
Through your worship, no. I think Mr. McGinnis, CEO, captured everything we need to say on it.
Thank you. I'll open it to the floor then at this time to council. Are there any questions? I know there's been a lot of work done on this with our administration. Councillor Harper?
Yes, and I'm not sure if I missed it somewhere in this agreement. In reference to the provision of recycling bins for commercial businesses, I know that discussion did take place with representatives of Waste Management Corporation, and they did indicate that they would be willing and wanting to move to provide commercial businesses with recycling opportunities, but I don't see any schedule in here. And is that coming, or what, you know, what is their intent?
So I'll make an initial comment, and Scott's been working a little closer with Chris than I have, but my understanding is it's not a big concern in this community. They either have provision for recycling or using the depots, but my understanding is it wasn't something that our business community felt was absolutely necessary. Scott, anything to add to that?
Yeah, just a little bit to add through the chair there. Through this franchise agreement, it did open up also the recycling to either Waste Management or the commission could go and talk to the businesses. Talking with Waste Management, with Chris, is that they're very receptive. If a business does want to go into recycling, that they would right size the bin for that business. So, argument's sake, if they've got a 6-yard bin right now and they wanted to enter into single stream recycling and stuff like that, and 2-3-yard bins made sense, this agreement would allow that those conversations to happen. It was part of their business practice. So no, they didn't put a schedule. The schedule below is for recycling rates was based on the commission's rates, but also this sort of tied in, just to go one step further, this agreement ties in that it gave the Waste Commission an avenue to haul the single stream recycling to the MRF facility in Red Deer. So we felt that this agreement kind of married that together. It still gave our commission a avenue to get rid of their recycling. We didn't handcuff them on that.
Thank you. Questions? Okay, very good. Ms. Godfrey, do we have a motion on the floor for this?
I do not have a motion.
Okay. Councillor Harper?
I am prepared to make that motion then. I move that the franchise agreement between the Town of Olds and Waste Management Corporation of Canada for 2015 with a 1-year option be approved.
Final questions? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Those in favor? That's carried. Thank you. Page 45, please. This is the CAO Olds Institute report. Councilor Duryea, you want to put a motion on the floor?
I would be happy to. Thank you, Your Worship. I would move that the Olds Institute for Community and Regional Development Board report for December 2014 be received for information.
Thank you, Councilor Duryea. Questions from Council first? I guess I'm going to ask a couple. First of all, it's good to see Mountain View Power made a contribution and presented this to Olds Institute for $5,000. And your presentation made by Mitch Thompson, I guess he's the director.
No.
Executive director. Yes, he still is. Focused on certain areas, and I'm liking what I see in your point two, increasing our organizational profile and political capital. Is there anything further you can add to that discussion on any intentions?
It's got to do with the struggle that the OI has had since its inception, is heightening the profile of the Olds Institute and putting together material where it's easier for the public to understand the role and the purpose of the Olds Institute. So that's the biggest part with that, is continuing to try and heighten the profile and garner a better understanding of the purpose of the Olds Institute.
Okay, thank you. All right, if we have no further questions, I would look for a motion, please. Did we do a motion? Councilor Duryea, you did, because I asked him for it. I just have to write that down. All right. Are there no further questions? I'll call for the vote. Those in favor? That's carried. Thank you. Page 49. Who would like to put the motion on the floor for that? Councilor Bennett.
Thank you, Your Worship. I move that the reports from elected officials for the period ending January 12, 2015 be received for information.
And I'm going to put that down right now so I don't have to keep asking Ms. Godfrey. Yes, it is the beginning of the month of January, but it does seem like it's almost the end of the month. And I will open the floor to any councillors at this time who wish to present. Councillor Bennett.
Thank you, Worship. I actually don't have a report. I haven't had any meetings yet, but I wanted to thank Operations and Mr. Chant's department for their good job at snow removal, and they were down many of the residential streets, and thank you so much.
Yes, you see blinking lights everywhere you go in town today. Councillor Overwater?
Thank you, Your Worship. Yeah, I would like to just report on the Mountain View Regional Waste Commission. We had I believe, a very successful meeting on December 22nd with all councils of the members of the commission there speaking on behalf of their withdrawal letters and their indication that all really want to stay with the commission, but we have some work to do and we'll be doing a lot of work in the next couple of months in order to have discussions with legal and with our municipal affairs regarding all of their deciding factors as to why they want to withdraw and the repercussions if they do withdraw. So going forward, I know on the 26th there will be an open invitation to our mayor and CAO and whatever council wants to come, as presentations from a couple of other proposals. So anyway, we are very busy and hopefully we can get the commission back on the right track with the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Overwater. Councillor Walsh.
Yeah, I have no meetings to report on, but our Central Economic Partnership, CAPE, is going into a strategic planning session this Thursday and Friday. So I'd be happy to take any thoughts that council want to forward to me to that session, just in the area of economic development.
Thank you. And Councillor Harper is away. We're all good. We have a motion. Oh, Councillor Barrett. Okay. Thank you. We have Councillor Duryea over here wanting to speak. Councillor Duryea.
Thank you, Your Worship. So a month ago, after we had our last council meeting, we did have a Olson District Library Municipal Library meeting. And the focus of that particular meeting, other than reviewing the budget, which is in pretty good shape, was to continue to work on our plan of service. And the focus of the plan of service was to look at the goal of lifelong learning, and under the heading of satisfying curiosity. And we're looking at four areas, goals for children, for adults, for residents and visitors, and for municipal and area residents. And so we took about an hour using the expertise of a member of the Parkland Regional Library Committee to help us through that. And so we're continuing to look at that to improve the services that the library can present to the public, to our town and to the surrounding area.
Very good. Thank you for that. We have a motion from Councillor Bennett on the floor. Any further questions or comments? I'll call for the vote. Those in favor? That's carried. Thank you. No quarterly financial position update. No accounts payable. Page 50, correspondence and information. Now, who has it made? Councillor Walsh, would you like to make a motion? Put that on the floor?
Sure. I move that the correspondence and information report ending January 12, 2015 be received for information.
Do I have any questions or comments from council at this time? Well, I do see an action item in here. The administrative policy 313, I would take Mr. McGinnis that you will be looking for a motion to bring that back to council?
No, that's an administrative policy.
Just for information then?
Correct.
All right. That's good. It was very well done, by the way, whoever prepared that policy. Thank you very much. It was a good read. Nothing else out of the information? All right, we have a motion from Councillor Walsh on the floor. Those in favor? That's carried. We will take a 10-minute recess and then reconvene for a in-camera meeting for legal services and an agreement. Thank you.
Olds Community TV, your go-to channel for news and information in Olds, Alberta.